This corner building is what the architecture historians call early 20th century commercial architecture. It has a simple brick facade, wraparound glass displays, and red and black tile work at its base. It was built in 1915. Florence's Wild West days were over by then, and the town was settling down into respectability. The first store inside this building was the Popular Store, a ready-to-wear clothing shop. Later, Kaufman Mandel bought it and turned it into Mandel's Department Store. In the mid-20th century, merchants like Mandel participated in the small town's annual Christmas celebration. Bertha Lizarraga.
We always had a Christmas tree in the middle of Florence. A tall, beautiful Christmas, French Christmas tree with ornaments. The whole town would come out and see this, and the merchants would get together and they used to give us these bags, like a brown bag, full of nuts, oranges, candies, apples and oranges. I mean, per person. Long lines. We used to line up and Santa Claus would be out there and all lined up to take these. I miss that.
There's another annual celebration in Florence that people here love.
The parade, the rodeo parade, it is so original.
Every year on Thanksgiving Day weekend, Florence holds its Junior Parada Rodeo and Parade. Started in 1932, it's the oldest junior rodeo event in the country. You never know what you might see at the parada. Goats and serapes, dogs dressed as medieval knights, wrapping Pimas on Studebakers, Santa on a bulldozer. Bita Areola even remembers a marching band made up of inmates from the nearby state penitentiary. As a boy, Alfred Westfall decided he would join his older brother and participate in the rodeo. Both boys took their places in the chutes.
And my brother got on a calf first, and they happened to put him on a pretty good-sized calf that had little short horns. And his head went down and the calf's head come up and he got a big cut over his eye and he was bleeding like a stuck pig and crying. And when I saw that, there was no way. That was the end of my rodeo experience.